Whether you operate one forklift or thousands, one location or hundreds, the new My Toyota customer portal can help you optimize your operation and material handling equipment. This one-stop, free-to-use platform is designed to help you take control of your information and make smarter decisions, all at the touch of a button. Register and access your data today at my.toyotaforklift.com. That's my.toyotaforklift.com.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. And on today's episode, I am going to be joined by Henrik Bergsager. I think I got that right. Head of Strategic Partnerships over at Powerhouse AI. And Powerhouse AI is enabling companies of all sizes to have access to some AI technology, vision AI technology, focusing in on capturing data and information and being able to translate that into your systems. And we're going to talk a little bit about Powerhouse AI, of course, the technology that's driving that, how it works. And we're also going to talk a little bit about AI in the space in general and how companies can start to work with it and leverage tools like this to be able to take advantage of that technology. So, Henrik, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Definitely happy to get you on here. Happy to talk about this. I think, you know, AI is such a hot topic, right? And I think there's a lot of questions all the time. I know I get on, you know, where is AI in the warehouse? Where is AI in supply chain? Like, how can we utilize it? So I think it'd be a very interesting conversation here. So why don't you start by telling us a little bit about Powerhouse AI? What is it that you guys do? What do you focus on? What kind of problem are you solving?
Yeah. So you kind of gave a pretty good summary in the beginning there, but well, we are Powerhouse AI. We're a vision AI technology company, and we're seeded by Y Combinator. And our focus is on the warehouse and supply chain industry. And what we're doing, or what our goal is, to make vision AI technology more accessible to all the players in the space, both big and small.
All right. Interesting. And definitely, you know, you have partnerships already with DHL and C.H. Robinson. So some big players for sure already in play, I guess you could say. But you mentioned their vision AI technology. So why don't you tell us exactly what is vision AI?
Yeah, that's a good question. So very high level, what vision AI technology is that it gives computers the ability to see and understand pictures or videos, just kind of like humans do. And they use smart computer programs to analyze and make sense of visual information. And these programs can then learn and get better over time. And a lot of that is thanks to techniques like machine learning. And there's a lot of different uses of vision AI. Our focus is on the warehouse and the supply chain. And I guess a good example for the supply chain, just to kind of like illustrate what that could be used for, is, for example, if you do cycle count. So cycle count in a warehouse, let's say pallet-based cycle counts. Traditionally, what you would do if you were doing a pallet-based cycle count or a row in your warehouse, you would have your travelers telling you, okay, we're doing these and these locations. And then you would go to each location. You could use a barcode scanner or have an Excel spreadsheet, but you would then mark the location and then starting doing the count on the boxes on the pallet. Our platform works somewhat the same way. Like, we would pull in the traveler from your WMS system or from a CSV file. And then you would walk down the aisle. And then instead of doing any manual count, you simply scan the location and you take a picture of the pallet and it tells you, okay, this many boxes on this pallet, and you could do this on full pallets, you could do it on partial pallets. So that's like a typical way of removing the human thinking and human counting aspect to it, and having the vision AI technology to kind of do that part of the job.
Very interesting. And obviously, I imagine would be much quicker on the count too as well. So I'm curious, I mean, in the example, like the cycle count itself, is you look at that pallet, I mean, how does it know, like, from, because if you look at a pallet, right, there's four sizes to a pallet, you know, how does it know, like, that there's so many on the pallet and how the pallet's stacked? I mean, are you taking, like, pictures from multiple angles, or how does that work?
So it depends on the type of information that you have in your WMS system.
Okay.
So let's say you have the dimensions of your SKUs, like of the boxes. That's way of doing it. Or you can have layer configuration per SKU. So if it's a single pallet SKU and you're packing it in a certain way, then you don't need to take pictures of multiple sides. You can just take a picture of the front of the side, and it will know, based on the layer configuration to that SKU, how many boxes are currently on that stack. If you don't have layer configuration, let's say you only have SKU dimensions, you would have to take a photo of one side, the short side, and then the long side. But what's interesting about, like, computer vision and machine learning is that as you're taking those two pictures, it will remember and then create the dimensions and layer configurations. So for the next time you go, you don't need to do both sides. You just need the front. So it creates that database for you as you're using it across your warehouse.
Interesting. So the more you're using it, which I guess makes sense since the AI, right, and the learning, the more efficient it's going to become in a sense, right?
Yeah. So it's like once it's up and running, it's highly accurate. We've done a lot of benchmark tests, like you mentioned, that we work with a lot of the big companies, which has high standards in terms of the data collection that needs to be over a certain accuracy level. And so basically, for us to be able to operate in those environments, we need to hit certain benchmarks, and we are hitting those benchmarks, which is exciting because you kind of goes beyond what would be normal human error, because I think the average accuracy levels on cycle count for human count, manual count, is about 96%. As long as you're above that, you would then exceed what would be the benchmark.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. And I think that's a good point too, because you do see, like, you know, somebody goes to count something, and, you know, it's inevitable that, you know, somebody's going to miscount it at some point, whether it's because, they misunderstand the way the pallet's laid out, or it's just, you know, they forget what number they're on, right? Or somebody interrupts them.
Like, we work with warehouses that has like 200,000 pallets, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they have like teams of 20, 30 people that have in the past done manual counting, and you do it all throughout the day and night, and you get tired.
Yeah.
Forget the number, and you're like, oh, yeah, that sounded about like I was on 23. I think that was 23.
Yeah. I've been there. I've definitely done a physical inventory or two where we were counting overnight. And yeah, it's like, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and you're just like, can't even see straight. I mean, that's a great use case there. I think it is very interesting to be able to capture that, and certainly allows you to do those counts much more quickly too, I believe, as well. So now tell us a little bit about the interaction between the powerhouse AI platform and like labels itself, and extracting like that kind of data off of a case or a pallet label or something like that. How does it interact with that?
Yeah, so that's another part of, like, so we started off focusing on cycle count, and then we moved into looking at like inbound and outbound. And one of the things that we saw was that, like, let's say you were 3PL. Often that you have a high volume of SKUs coming in, and it might be from your different customers, and you might have a huge turnover in terms of the customers you have. So like the labels coming in varies a lot. And like, you're from 3PL, you know, kind of like how that process works, but it's not like the information on a label, especially if you're importing from abroad, corresponds with what's in your WMS system.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we've done is that called smart label scanning. And before I jump into the use case, just what that is that basically is instead of you kind of reading and figuring out what's written on a label, your system kind of do that for you. So it extracts the data and makes it digital available so that you don't need to like manually write anything in or type any information. So when it comes to like a 3PL, for example, what a smart label would do is that it would look into the existing information that you have on that SKU in your WMS system, for example. It will scan the label and it can directly populate the information that you're missing. It can also make sense of like if you're repackaging. So you're looking to create new labels because that's just part of your service. You can also then take a photo of the existing label, pull the data that you need, and then just by simply connecting through Bluetooth to a label printer, you can then print out a new label without having to do anything manually, anything like that. And you'll also be able to push all that information directly into your WMS system. So just it eases the process of inbound if you're missing information.
Yeah, interesting. And then I guess the same as you mentioned as learning over time with the cycle counts. I mean, I guess the same thing, I think about the, like you mentioned, the 3PL use case, right? You're getting these inbounds from your clients. They're coming from, you know, different country or different area and have different type of labeling. But I guess over time, like it's going to learn that labeling setup or those types of labels that are coming in for that client and be able to better interpret that data. So I think it's very interesting to capture that. So I'm curious, you know, when you look at this, I mean, it's essentially like an extension of your WMS, like a tool you would use to extract more data and get more data into your WMS. I'm curious why the choice was made to create just a tool as an extension to a WMS versus building out, like, I guess, a full WMS with this technology incorporated.
We'll be back after a quick break.
You hear a lot about supply chains these days, because if the past couple years have taught us anything, it's that an efficient, well-managed supply chain is absolutely critical to keeping businesses successful and consumers happy. I'm Will Haywood, and I host a podcast called All Business, No Boundaries, where we talk about supply chains, how they work, what happens when they don't, and the innovations that are redefining what's possible in the world of logistics. Join me for insightful interviews with thought leaders and industry experts. We discuss how optimizing supply chains can break down the barriers that are holding businesses back. That's All Business, No Boundaries by DHL Supply Chain. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. I think what we're doing is, what we found is that, yeah, we could have developed a full WMS, but also our technology is able to connect to any WMS or TMS system through an API. Mm. We're able to receive EDI files. So we want to be used across as many warehouses as possible. And since our technology is accessible on an app, on a phone, that's also one of the key things that makes us different from existing platforms. Like the technology that we have is somewhat accessible through other platforms that are more equipment heavy. Like you can do label scanning. I know there are platforms that are having conveyor belts. So when you're getting an inbound pallet, you'll put it on a conveyor belt and we'll scan the labels, measure the dimensions of the box, and do the count for you and verify across based on what's on your WMS system, which one on your shipping label. Same thing with like dimension calculating. You have these huge equipments doing like using lasers to get an accurate dimension on the pallet, right, for packaging and shipping and cost and fees estimation and so forth. We do all those things, but we're doing it just using a phone or a Zebra scanner. So the technology is more accessible. And yeah, we could have done the WMS system, but also we want this to be used as much as possible. So then we need to be able to be agile, and it's easier to just download an app and use our app instead of shifting out their whole WMS system using ours instead versus just connecting to ours using their zebra scanner or WMS or phone or tablet.
Yeah, very interesting. And I like that approach because I think it makes a lot of sense to be able to give a larger scale accessibility to the technology for companies to be able to leverage it and utilize it in their operation and have that flexibility on the WMS they want to use, but then also leverage the technology that you're bringing to the table too. I think that makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, in regards to that, I mean, when we look at AI, right, I mean, certainly it's not going anywhere, right? I mean, it's only, you know, just the use cases are just continuing to grow and evolve. And I think companies are, you know, definitely seeing the potential for utilizing it in their operations and their businesses as a whole. But I'm curious your thoughts on, you know, do you think that AI is creating kind of a gap in a competitive advantage for warehouse companies in a sense, meaning like companies that are leveraging AI, are they gaining a competitive advantage over companies that are not quite adopting yet?
So I think there's benefits of leveraging AI in your operation. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different players out there. I think what's interesting right now is that, anyone can do it if they want to. It's not reserved to the companies that have the resources or the facilities to invest in automation technologies or robotics. There are great systems out there that are very accurate and streamlines your whole warehouse experience, but it still requires that upfront investment and time to set it up, right? So one of the things that we were excited about when it comes to making it more accessible and how it might change is that we're actually have some use cases where our app is being used in developing countries. So you might have distribution or warehouses in, let's say we have some customers in Sub-Sahara. Okay. they have distribution. There's not necessarily the infrastructure in place to be able to run a successful barcode scanning operations. It's just the lack of barcodes, lack of labels, right? Yeah. And in those cases, what you can do with like an app on us is like you can do, let's say, cycle count in a warehouse where you can go in, you can take a photo of the pallets with the, could be the crates or it could be boxes. And then you can get a pretty accurate count on what's in your warehouse pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And what that does is like, yeah, it gives you a count, but it also helps you prevent issues like fraud or theft that might be occurring. I know when you're doing cycle counts manually across multiple warehouses, it could take a lot of time. And often these companies are maybe doing it once a quarter. And if theft occurs during that period, it's very difficult to discover that when and why it happened. By being able to do cycle count, go in, you just take a photo with your phone, really, and yeah, then you can get an accurate count faster. You can really narrow that window between when theft might have occurred, and you can also then get an updated count more often. Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think it's such an interesting thing to be able to have a technology that's that easily accessible, that people can leverage it and take advantage of those things that you just mentioned. I mean, and I think it's, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's to the point where a company is kind of like a no-brainer to not trying to implement some type of AI to help them in their operation and see the benefits of that. And I'm curious on the side of, from like a data perspective, right? Because, you know, as I've had multiple conversations around AI and the warehouse space and data visibility overall, there's always kind of the, I guess, point that, you know, data foundationally has to be solid within the organization. But I noticed you said in the conversation that, you know, through capturing this data over time, like that data is slowly getting filled into the WMS, it's getting populated. I think you mentioned dimensions as an example. So, I mean, do you need to have, I mean, you should, for anybody that's listening, have clean data. But do you necessarily need to have like the cleanest data and the best data to be able to implement something like this?
No, you wouldn't. But you somewhat start from scratch, or not, you don't start from scratch, but you're basically filling in the holes, right?
Okay.
So that by using an application like this, it's a way for you to have it clean up your data on a SKU basis or a pallet basis or a supplier basis or vendor basis. And over time, you'll get a pretty good data set.
Interesting. So implementing like the solution, the Powerhouse AI, can actually over time help you to essentially clean up that data and shore it up and ensure that you have that kind of integrity that you maybe were lacking before.
Yeah. And I think that's also what's kind of exciting or interesting with not just us, but any other more like accessible platforms now, is that it's all about gathering data. And if you don't need the baseline in order to do that, you will just contribute to what's already in your WMS system. Mm-hmm. And gradually by using the application, you'll get better, better data. And then you could start getting basically better PowerPoints, like you'll better graphs, better presentations, really.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I think that's exciting, definitely, because I know there's a lot of technologies out there where, you know, they sound really great and what they can do. And then, you know, when it comes down to it, when you want to go to implement it or bring it into place, you know, your data is like the biggest hurdle sometimes, right? Trying to make sure that your data is standardized and, you know, you don't have any gaps there or anything like that. So I love the fact that this is able to just help take care of that over time and really ultimately help you clean up and even capture data that maybe you weren't capturing previously to have better further insight. And like you said, ultimately, you know, have better PowerPoint. Points, right? Better grass. I like
what
that.
It's so, all about, right?
Yeah, being able to, yeah. Having just a stellar PowerPoint. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes.
So very interesting stuff here. And I'm curious, you know, from an implementation perspective, I mean, it sounds pretty easy. You mentioned it's an app. You can access it on a mobile phone. I mean, what does implementation look like for Powerhouse AI? Like how quickly can somebody get up and running with this?
It's actually pretty fast. It's you download the app and then you tell us what you want to capture, what you want to do, and then off you go.
Okay. And so how does it, I guess, figure out how to communicate that back to your WMS or whatever system?
So you could do it through an API integration, which would be very easy, because then once we're integrated, we can pull all the information that you have in your WMS system of your warehouse, your suppliers, who is shipping you what, and where do you ship your stuff. If you don't have an API integration, a lot of companies kind of want to test out the functionalities to see that it's actually does what we're say it does, what we say it do. So then we just operate based on CSV files. So often you tell us what you're looking to do. Let's say you're doing cycle count, then send us a CSV file of, it's basically an export from your WMS system telling us that, okay, this is what's supposed to be on this rack or these 50 racks. And then we just simply import it, just send it to an email and we'll pull it in, and then you can just run with it. And it's going to tell you whether or not the boxes are actually there. So the more information you have, the quicker it does, the quicker it kind of gets up and running 100%.
Yeah.
So that if you have, let's say, layer configuration on all your boxes, then you can up and running 99.9% accuracy by the week after you just get started. Just have to set up.
Interesting. Very, very easy, and definitely really interesting how easy you've made it to be able to leverage AI within the operation and extract that data and eventually clean up that data too, which I definitely love that part about it. And I think it's really interesting to see how you're continuing to evolve it as well. And I think there's a lot of other use cases that could potentially be out there for Powerhouse AI. So very interesting stuff from you here, Henrik, and really appreciate you you coming on the show today to talk to us all about Powerhouse AI. If people are interested in learning more or potentially downloading the app itself, what's the easiest way to do that?
You can just go to powerhouseai.com and there's a request a free trial.
All right. Awesome. And we'll definitely put that at thenewwarehouse.com as well, so people can easily find it. So, Henrik, thank you once again for your time on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.